Hungarian lawmakers began visiting Sweden and Finland on Tuesday to discuss the Nordic nations' bid to join the NATO military alliance after Copenhagen and Helsinki expressed concerns about Hungary's reluctance to ratify their entry. Following talks in Copenhagen, the Hungarian delegation claimed it would support Swedish and Finnish membership after ironing out what Hungary's governing Fidesz party called political disputes. Both countries want to join, citing concerns that the Russian invasion of Ukraine could spread into a broader armed conflict. Hungary is the last European Union country among NATO members to ratify the entry of Sweden and Finland into the alliance. That's why the four legislatures of Hungary's ruling Fidesz party met Sweden's parliamentary speaker and other officials to discuss Hungary's reluctance to vote for NATO expansion. Several Hungarian lawmakers objected to NATO membership applications by Sweden and Finland, citing what they called blatant lies from Stockholm and Helsinki on the state of Hungary's democracy. Sweden and Finland criticized what they view as Hungary's crackdown on the rule of law, media freedom, and other democratic standards. Additionally, Hungary, which has close relations with Russia, fears NATO expansion could further escalate the war in neighboring Ukraine. Yet the Hungarian delegation suggested it would support Sweden and Finland's NATO membership. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg welcomed the remarks by the Hungarian parliamentarians, but acknowledged there was some way to go. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban, who reportedly prepares to visit Kiev, said he advised legislatures to accept Sweden and Finland's entry into the NATO alliance. However, he denied that Hungary's reluctance to vote unnecessarily delayed the Nordic countries' efforts to join NATO. Prime Minister Orban says, "I want to emphasize that the Swedes and Finns have not lost a moment in their accession process to NATO because of Hungary. Because Hungary will, in the end, certainly support the accession. The government already did that, and now the parliament will follow." Hungary is the last European Union country among the 30 NATO members still having to ratify the expansion. The only other country is Turkey. However, an irritated Swedish foreign minister, Tobias Billström, has urged Hungary and Turkey to speed up the process.
It is very difficult right now to set a time limit when Sweden and Finland will have become members of NATO. It is only the ratification in the Turkish parliament and the Hungarian parliament that are missing out. And the reason why we are so keen to join is because of the deteriorating security situation in our neighborhood and in Europe and the world as a whole. It is quite clear that Russia's unprovoked and illegal aggression against Ukraine has turned the world security architecture over, and we need to reinforce our possibility to defend ourselves.
Hungary is due to vote on ratifying NATO expansion on March 20th. Turkey has indicated it may only accept Finland's entry in the short term, amid disagreements with Sweden about its treatment of opponents of the Turkish president, who Ankara views as terrorists. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss in Budapest.